Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another LifeCope LLC podcast. This is your host, Arthur Anthony. Thank you for joining us again. And like we always say, we here at LifeCope, we're not licensed therapists or psychiatrists. We just try to give advice to those that can use it. Today we're talking about using emotion as motivation or as a motivator. But first, if you'd like to download the Grammarly app. Grammarly helps you with your grammar, not only punctuation, but also puts your preposition words and helps you with all your grammar faults. Like me, I put and but a lot in a lot of places that I'm not supposed to, and I also put my periods and my commas in places I'm not supposed to. But if you get the Grammarly app on your phone or on your computer, you can, it'll automatically do that for you so that you can, especially if you're writing a resume or if you're trying to write, you know, a professional document, it'll definitely help you with that. So if you'd like to get the Grammarly app, please go to getgrammarly.com/lifecope. So the topic today, we're talking about using emotion as motivation over as a motivator. So sometimes we let emotions get the best of us when trying to accomplish things, you know, or if we're in a relationship, and for different things, motivation comes into play, or emotion comes into play, and, you know, a lot of times we get irritable, frustrated, angry, or even sad, you know, during those times. However, with those negative feelings also comes with some positive feelings as well. The feeling you get after, you know, you've accomplished something or reached a goal is you become elated, you become happy and just, you know, on top of the world because you've accomplished something. So emotion and motivation, they're always linked. I mean, pretty much when you're motivated to accomplish something or, you know, do something, we experience so many emotions. And of course, sometimes we go from sad to happy, and sometimes we go from happy to sad. It just depends on what we're doing, because we're excited at first to get started, you know, and doing something, and then when we get stuck in the middle of it, and then we get frustrated, sad, and, you know, all these emotions. So it's a myriad of emotions that we get, you know. So the question is, how do we use the emotions positively to accomplish what we want? So number one, you know, we channel the emotion to help us stay focused and stay on task. The emotions that help in this case is, you know, frustration and irritability. This is especially when you're working on, you know, when you're at work, you're working on a certain project, or if you're at school, you're working on a certain homework assignment or a presentation, you know. Just think how, whenever you're frustrated or angry or something, when you're working on a project, or working on something, people tend to stay away from you, which causes less distraction from people or things because you're so focused on what you're trying to do and trying to finish it, or, you know, getting to a certain goal that distractions really affect you because you're so frustrated and irritable that those things just don't bother you. So even though it's, you know, it's kind of, sort of negative, but at the same time, you can use that to stay focused and stay on task to finish what you need to do. And number two, you can become tired and fatigued from working on something or, you know, being in a relationship. But a lot of times, it forces you, because you're so tired and fatigued, it'll force you to walk away and reevaluate things from a different angle. Because you get so tired of looking at the same person, the same screen, the same project, you know, that sooner or later you're bound to either fall asleep, and then when you fall asleep, your brain rejuvenates, and then you can come up with better ideas after that. Like I said, like a lot of times people just, when they walk away, they get ideas while they rest and become even more motivated and happy to continue because you get bright ideas. It's like, oh, wait, I should have been looking at this from this point of view, blah, 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 you know, or I should have, why didn't I think of this in the first place? But when you're frustrated and angry, a lot of times you don't see what you're supposed to do. Your brain sometimes just shuts off, and then you can't really focus or do what you're supposed to do, or think of things you're supposed to, what you're supposed to accomplish, you know? And so sometimes when you just walk away, reevaluate it, when you're tired and fatigued, and you see things differently. This also works in relationships. You can ask those that have broken up or got divorced and got back together as well, because you go out there, you start dating again, you start seeing different personalities, see what you like and what you don't like, and then when you've gone out there and you found yourself, you come back to that relationship, and then you see the person you're with in a different light, and you appreciate them more, So, like I said, this also works for relationships as well. Because you just get new emotions whenever you come back, and then usually those relationships do work out and last for a long time. So just something to think about. And number 3, using the emotion of joy, self-accomplishment, self-gratification, just happiness, knowing that you're going to finish this, and if this is going to be your project, you're going to own it. You can use those emotions as a motivator for you to finish or work through whatever problem you need to work through. Of course, the journey or process may cause, negative emotions, and it's not going to be easy. But thinking of the end game and how happy you'll be after will definitely pay off in the end. Like a lot of employees that, plan on retiring can use number 3. Because you just think about when you retire and you've put in so much hard work over the years, and guess what? When you retire and you're done, you won't have to worry anymore, because, and it'll take so much weight off your shoulder, knowing that you don't have to, one, answer to somebody anymore, and two, just knowing that you've taken care of your family, and now you're enjoying the benefits. I mean, there's a couple of quotes people say every day, or people use to get through situations, or when they're trying to work on something. And some of them are, "This too shall pass," or "There's always light at the end of the tunnel." I'm sure most people have heard those quotes before, but find your thing that you say every day to yourself, that'll help you get through that process, that'll help you finish that project or presentation. And if you can say to yourself every day and think of the joy and happiness you'll have when you're done, it'll definitely pay dividends when you're working on that project, and definitely help motivate you to finish or go through a process. So as you can see, using motivation as a motivator, it has benefits, and it's hard for us to see that at times, but the thing is, like, the more we learn about ourselves, the more we learn how we can use those emotions as motivators, the more we grow, and then the better we become, and we'll be able to accomplish our goals and just things in life in general. So that's it for me today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com, or you can also reach out to us on our social media handles on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram under LifeCope LLC. Hope you guys have a good weekend, and make sure to listen to the show and catch up on all the old shows that you guys have missed. Thanks again, guys, for listening. Have a safe and productive weekend. Stay well and stay safe.